The government of Libya is offering to pay compensation to families of the victims of Pan Am Flight 103. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has offered to pay $2.7 billion for the bombing plot that destroyed the plane over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. But according to a lawyer for the families, Libya is also demanding something very valuable in return. NPR's Steve Inskeep joins us now. Steve, this could be interpreted as an admission of involvement in the bombing. Why exactly is Libya offering to pay money now?
Leanne, Libya is offering money because of money. The Libyans are desperate to get rid of United Nations sanctions and United States economic sanctions that have been imposed on the country for more than a decade and, in fact, increased over time. This is the same reason that the Libyans turned over two suspects in the case for trial, you may recall, a few years ago. They were tried in Europe. They were convicted. They're both now in prison. Libya has taken other steps, or says it has taken other steps, but there are still other things that it is required to do. The United Nations has a list of requirements that it must fulfill in order for the sanctions to be lifted. One of those requirements is that it come to some kind of compensation agreement with the families of the victims. And so Libyan authorities have been negotiating with lawyers for those families, and they've offered a deal that, at least on the surface, sounds impressive. It's $10 million for the family of each victim, 270 victims, that adds up to $2.7 billion.
But there are conditions attached.
Yes. The Libyans actually require that the sanctions must be lifted before they will pay. If you look at the way the deal is structured, according to a letter from one of the victim's family's attorneys that describes this deal, if you look at the way the deal is structured, Libya, it wants to pay in installments. And after the first installment, or at the time of the first installment, in fact, they want United Nations sanctions to be lifted. At the time of the second installment, they want U.S. economic sanctions to be lifted, and before they'll make the last payment, Libya wants to be removed from the United States list of state sponsors of terrorism. Now, that raises a lot of questions. The U.S. government is emphasizing it is not part of this settlement. It is not automatically agreeing to take Libya off the state terrorism list. Now, State Department officials are saying that it is possible that these conditions might eventually be met. Libya, over time, has improved its anti-terrorism record. Libya has somewhat cooperated with investigators, so it's not impossible that this deal could be met, but it's going to be extremely difficult, and government officials, U.S. government officials, are emphasizing that Libya is not going to be allowed to buy its way off the terrorist list or off the sanctions list.
Well, how are the victims' families reacting to all of this?
Some of them are very angry, and I think it's going to vary from family to family. I was speaking to Susan Cohen, who's been one of the more outspoken family members, and she was furious about this deal, stating that it basically would turn her into a lobbyist for Libya. She would have to ask for Libya to get off the state terrorism list in order to get her money. Other family members may be more satisfied with this. State Department officials are pointing out that a lot of these families have not agreed on a lot, and it may be possible that they simply will not all go along with this deal.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome, Leanne.
NPR's Steve Inskeep.